For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BUC men's hockey team lost to Bowling Green Friday night at the Sanford Center 3-2. We'll go for a series split tonight. We're joined by Eric Martin, a sophomore right winger out of Calgary, Alberta. How much different could have that game played out last night, Eric, if you guys were just able to convert on a power play or two in that first period?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we probably had, four power plays in the first period. Yeah. So I think, we've been working on it a lot, and I think we had some good puck movement stuff. We just got to put pucks on net. And no, we definitely need to capitalize on all those chances that we got tonight.
It looks good. The power play does. But, again, the results aren't there. Are you guys to the point of being frustrated where it's a factor, or are you just putting your head down and keep going to work?
No, I think we're keeping a stick with it. I mean, I think you're right. Like, it's not like we're not getting any chances or anything out there. Like, we're good puck movement. The breakout's looking good. We just got to capitalize, maybe put more pucks on net instead of staying on the outside and just keep it simple.
This game can look so goofy to the casual fan. You guys dominate the first period, and you're only up by one. And they come out in the second period and completely flipped the script, scored early, scored late, and took the game away then from you guys. How do you not allow a team to flip the script so quickly, so to speak?
I think, like you said, they kind of just flipped the script really quickly. And the last 5 minutes of every period are important, and start of 5 minutes. And, I mean, they go in early in the second, and they go in late in the second. Those are just daggers to the team, and this just kills the momentum that we got going into the next period. So I think we just got to, you know, make sure we start fast and end fast in both periods, or all three periods.
You guys had two come-from-behind wins a week ago at Northern. How much confidence does that give you when you're in that situation again?
We got an old group here, and I think we know that we're never out of a game no matter the score. And, I mean, like you said, we've had a lot of comeback wins, and, you know, we almost got it tonight again. So I think we have the belief and the leadership on our team that when we're down, we just keep pushing.
Everyone on the team, but especially Owen Sillinger, just a machine in the faceoff circle again. How is that a five-man group? How do you help Owen win so many faceoffs?
Yeah, I mean, our centers have done an awesome job the whole year. I mean, I swear, like, every single time in the offensive zone, Ross wins every single faceoff we're with. And, I mean, I think, like you said, it's definitely a team statistic, and I think our wingers are doing a good job of coming in, and just our centers always make sure to win those important draws.
You guys have been in a bunch of situations already this year, and you played, what, seven games where you've been in an extra attacker situation, both for and against. That's a tough situation to simulate the intensity in practice. How much better are you guys in those situations, both for and against, because you've done it so much?
Yeah, I think we know that every game in this league is a tight game, and, you know, most games are going to be won by one or two goals, so we know that most games it's going to come down to that. There's going to be an empty net, and something we practice, and I think that, you know, when we're up, I think we have the utmost confidence that we're going to lock it down. And, you know, even when we're down, I think we all know, we all have the confidence on our bench that we have the chance to score a goal. And, I mean, it's just, I don't know, we just got to tighten it up maybe a little bit, put pucks on net, keep it simple when we got six attackers.
They packed it in really, really well in that situation, extra attacker for you guys. How do you get pucks to the net when they're in so tight?
I think we just got to keep it simple. I mean, there's six guys, we have one extra guy on the ice, so somebody's always going to be at the front of the net, you know. Even bad angle shots from the top, anything, just get bodies at the net and put pucks on net.
All right, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the goal. That thing was a bomb from the point by Brad Johnson. Rebound comes right to you. How much time did you think you have, and how much time did you actually have?
Oh, yeah, that was a great shot by Johnner. That guy's got an absolute rocket. So, I don't know, I was kind of just waiting in the back door. I had it, and I just saw a wide open net. It was easy tapping.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.